You know the story so well, I'm not going to give you the context. I'm looking at Luke chapter 2, and I'm just reading verse 15. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see the thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, on this Christmas morning, may you speak by the grace of your power, O Lord, through the weakness of my preaching, admittedly weak. May the glory of Christmas be communicated spiritually, in Jesus' name. Amen. The shepherds in the Christmas story had an experience that very few people have ever had in their entire life. These men actually saw angels. Not one, a whole host of angels singing praise to God. Can you imagine how amazing it must have been? You know, I can't even imagine an angel in my mind, can you? I don't know what an angel looks like. Imagine seeing a whole multitude of angels. What an experience. Now you may be thinking, but it's not fair in a way. These men saw angels at Christmas. No wonder they believed the Christmas story. After seeing angelic beings, what else can you do? Maybe you're thinking, well, if I had an experience like the angels had, wow, I would be a convinced believer in Christmas. But no, actually, it wasn't the angels that made the shepherds convinced believers. You've got to listen now and look at the passage I just read. It was what happened after the angels had left. We read that. Look at verse 15. When the angels had left them and gone back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see the thing that has happened, which the Lord told us about." You see, the angels were not the main attraction here. It was what the angels were talking about that really mattered. And this is so important to remember this Christmas. Here's a little experiment. A sign of human intelligence. This is true, you can check me out. It's the ability to know the difference between a sign and the thing signified. A sign, a symbol, and the thing that that's being signified. I'll give you an example. If you point with your finger at something to a dog, say a house, and you say, "Look, there's your finger, look, dog," the dog will not look at what you're pointing at. It will always look at the hand that it's pointing. You see, the dog does not have the intelligence to know the difference between a sign and the thing signified. But you point to a house with a human being in front of you, and the human being will inevitably look beyond the hand that's pointing and look to the thing being pointed at. This is a sign of intelligence. Animals do not, you know, one of the people that say that chimpanzees are sort of lesser involved Homo sapiens, try it out next time you see a chimp. Point to a house and they'll look at your hand pointing. Now, with this in mind, please hear me. How spiritually intelligent are you this morning? The angels in our reading were the sign, the indicator, the pointing finger. And wow, what an indication. But little baby Jesus, who is God himself, wrap your head around that. That is what the angels were indicating. Yes, it must have been amazing for the shepherds to actually experience a host of angels. But the angels were not the big deal. It is what the angels were singing about. And you know, this is so important, what I'm telling you now. Everybody loves Christmas. The lights and the presents and the parties and the get-togethers and the eats. People love Christmas so much that, let's face it, we've been hearing about Christmas since the end of October, haven't we? In the shops and on the radios and all the rest of it. Everybody loves Christmas, and that's great. But most people feel, if you ask them, that Christmas is the thing that it's all about. Christmas is all about Christmas. Christmas is the big deal. It is the thing in itself. And sadly, many people fail to realize that Christmas is pointing to something profoundly bigger and something much more wonderful than itself. You see, Christmas is an indicator, a pointing finger, a sign. Christmas is supposed to lead you to Christ, the hope for the world beyond. Christmas is Christ Mass. Come on, those of you that know a bit of Latin, what does that mean? Christmas is the celebration of Christ. You wouldn't think so in many homes this day, I'm telling you now. But use your imagination for a moment. Imagine if the shepherds had met the angels, and wow, they'd been blown away by the experience. Their socks had been knocked off, and their heads were spinning. And after the angels went, they said, wow, that was amazing. We've actually experienced angels. Let's meet now, every year at this time, and celebrate this experience. Let's celebrate and tell the world that we have met angels. Would they do that? No. It must have been amazing to meet angels. But the angels were pointing them to something far more amazing. And we read that the shepherds realized this after, we read, the angels were gone. After they'd gone, they got up and went to Bethlehem, and they met the creator of all existence in the form of a little baby. I know that if you have not the spirit of revelation, you won't get your head around that. After the angels had gone, after the fanfare and the wonder and the glory, they got up and went to what the singing was all about. Do you get that? This Christmas, I sincerely do hope you have a wonderful day. I hope you're all primed up for what's lying ahead. the families and the get-togethers, the food, the presents, all of it. It's wonderful. But remember, this day is a signifier, a pointing finger, telling you of something far more amazing. Point your finger to your dog when you go home at something. And I promise you, I'll give you my Christmas dinner if I'm wrong. Point at inevitably, they will look at the hand that's pointing because they don't have the savvy, the intelligence to realize the difference between signifier and signified. It's a sign of intelligence. Point to a human being, a house or a car or whatever, and they will look beyond the pointed finger to what you're pointing at. Simple little experiment. This day is a celebration. All the magic you feel this morning is telling you something. For goodness sake, how spiritually intelligent are you? Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, as we celebrate Christmas together, show us afresh the Christ child and the significance of what that means. Oh God, for the sake of our eternal souls, show us the Christ child. Amen.